normally at this time we hear from Robbie Campo down at Shell Beach, Campo's Marina, get a report on the Shell Beach, Hopedale, Delacroix areas. Well, Robbie is out chasing Miriam turkeys up in the Dakotas. So filling in is Glenn Sanchez, quite a familiar voice on this radio show, was with us for years as the owner of the Breton Sound Marina. Glenn fills in for Robbie when he takes off. And Glenn, boy, I tell you what, there's going to be some lucky people who have fishing trips scheduled today. What a picture-perfect day, huh?
I tell you, I haven't seen a day like this in a long time. I walked outside and there's no wind. The stars are beautiful. It's just a gorgeous day. Good tide range. The only thing we have right now, we have low water in the morning. The water is low. So just be careful. But if something was to happen, you get stuck, just remember, it's coming in. It's coming in all day. So,
what have been some of the high points, some good spots and techniques that were used this week?
Well,
we had that storm early in the week, so that there wasn't many people going out fishing in that mess.
Yeah, right. The wind was so bad this week, they didn't start fishing until actually yesterday. But they caught redfish, and they caught a few trout. I mean, they caught the redfish up in the marsh, in Biloxi Marsh, and they caught some speckled trout along the ship channel. You know, you just got a hunting peck right now, but they got plenty of live shrimp, so, and they're beautiful. So hopefully it's going to be a great day. You've got everything looking good for everybody, you know. Good weather, good tide, just another thing to remember. Bring something for gnats, because if there's no wind, you know what happens with this time of year.
Yeah, well, my favorite's Amber Romance, but there's several things out there in the market, but you certainly don't want to get caught without it. Glenn, do you remember when you were operating the marina, as many freshwater catfish showing up as are now? I mean, nice, big, beautiful cats.
We never had freshwater catfish. We didn't get them until they opened the diversions and they opened the spillway. And when they did that, they took over. And I think that's what's happening to the crabs. They eating up all the crabs.
Yeah, well, I can't blame them for that, you know.
Well, I mean, Robbie told me back that they caught a big one open and it was full of nothing but little baby female crabs.
Yeah, well, they certainly eat their share and they're bottom feeders. You know, good fish that's available this time of the year, besides everything you talked about, is the sheephead, if people want to get out and catch some sheephead.
I tell you what, that's the most underutilized fish out there because people don't realize how good that fish is. Jonathan went to a fish fry Easter Sunday, and people were like, what kind of fish is this? This is delicious. And they told me that they couldn't believe it, you know.
Well, you know, almost the same thing happened last week. I was out at Marsh and Bayou. They had a celebration, a spring fling, and Chris Tiblier fried some fish, and that's exactly what he fried, some sheephead. And, boy, they were just so delicious. You know, he battered them real light and fried them up in thin strips and crispy. Man, nothing wrong with that at all.
You know, once you learn how to clean them, you see a lot of people that they want to go through the ribs. You just leave the bones alone. Go around that,
right.
You know? But that's great fish.
Know, that was, if you remember, Sheriff Harry Lee, and a lot of people do, he was a sportsman. That was his favorite fish. And the way he cooked it was real simple. He just took it off the half shell like you do a redfish, put it on the grill, and he would take a little ginger and bacon grease and just put it on the grill and grill it up real crispy.
Huh? Well, I had a guy a while back, he put mayo on it and then put Parmesan cheese on it and put it on the grill, and it was absolutely delicious.
Oh, you can get real creative with sheephead. I mean, you can just about do anything with it. It's really, I guess, almost like a saltwater sockeye.
I tell you, it's like you said, it's so versatile. You can do anything with it. I like it for ceviche.
Yeah, well, ceviche, the problem with me and ceviche is it's never done well enough, you know.
Oh, you have to have money.
Well, Glenn,
it's going to be a good day out here today.
Yes, indeed it is. Yes, it is. Well, you know, there's some close-in spots. Have you talked to anybody that's made the long runs yet? I guess not last week with all the winds and stuff, but, boy, it's getting to be that time where you can get out to those rigs and hit the Breton Sound area.
Today is going to be the day because nobody's been able to get out there because it's been so bad. I mean, heck, you know, I had white caps in Bayou Lucha all week.
Hmm.
So, well, Glenn, I mean.
Your son, Jonathan Sanchez, Captain Jonathan, how long has he been guiding now? Man, he's become a veteran. Yeah. I remember when he was just a kid.
He's been guiding for 22 years, I believe.
Oh, wow. Hard to believe.
Let's see. He's going to be... No, he might be guiding for 24 years. He's going to be 42 this year. Or he's 42, and he got his license at 18.
Yeah. You know, that's unbelievable. He's one of those guys, and I know you claim you taught him everything he knows. But
no,
of those guys that just has that sixth sense for finding fish. It's like he can smell them, you know?
Yeah, people tell me that all the time. You taught him. I said, I wish I knew 10% of what he knows.
You know, and I don't know where it comes to him from, but, boy, he's just got it. You know, he can just pick up, and I don't know whether he's reading the water and the weather and the time of the year, if he does it scientifically or if it's just instinctively. But, man, that guy can find some fish.
Well, you know, and he doesn't quit until he finds them, and, you know, or somebody hollers uncle.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not like you go out and you've got a trip and, okay, it's a... 8-hour trip, and 8 hours is here, and it's over with, and you're going home. No, if he didn't find fish, he's still looking, you know. Yeah. You're going to get your money's worth.
Does he take his pops fishing? You guys get to fish much together?
I fished with him probably back in January. I went with him. But when I go out with them, they want to stay on the boat too long. I'm getting to where I'm getting old, and I'm on the boat all day, and I don't want to go in rough. I want to go home when I want to go home. That's why I got my boat.
Yeah. Well, Glenn, always great talking to you, and thanks for filling in for Robbie. He'll be back with us again next week. Say hello to Captain Jonathan for me. By the way, if somebody wants to get him, what's the easiest way to get a hold of him if they'd like to book a trip with him?
His number is 504-232-6227.
All right, and we have that number here in case somebody needs to get it. All right, thanks again, Glenn. We'll see you next time, buddy. Take care.
Everybody have a great day and stay safe.
I knew you were going to say it. You always do. Glenn Sanchez, check.